like titles that have long words doesn't really equate to a fun movie or an impressive movie, but this one is an outlier, I have to say. Hey there, Zesties! You're tuning in to The Gleeful Talk Show, where we share zesty stories to cultivate the happiness and hero within and out. On the show, we talk about personal experiences and development, society and culture. So if these are the topics that you're interested in, then please keep on listening. So Zesties, it's December and we're almost end of the year. This year was quite eventful for me. So many adventures, so many changes, so many goings on. In a good way, in a sense. So, and I'm very thankful for that, Zesties. And how about you? How was the year been to you? Has it been kind? Has it been not so kind? But we keep on keeping on, right? So, Zesties, as we wind down the end of the year, some of us might go on vacations, long or short. But for those of us who are staying at home for the holidays or even going on vacations, but you still want to have your alone time with the TV, maybe some binge watching. So if you're in the latter, you know, you just really want to binge watch during vacation, which I am all for. So the good news is I have a bunch of interesting finds on Netflix that I wanted to share with you. Now, to be clear, I'd say interesting because some of them might not be for everyone. So just keep that in mind. And also, some of these I haven't actually watched yet, but planning to watch during the short holiday break. How about you, Zesties? Do you plan on getting breaks or, I don't know, like, do you have, like, mandatory leave and such? I remember back in the Philippines when I was still working there, I didn't really go on a lot of vacations. And in fact, I think I did work on Christmas Day if it was a working day. And, you know, it's lucky to have a week's vacation, all the more too. Because, you know, in the Philippines, we can convert our annual leave to cash the following year, which we're all for. And at that time when I was there, it wasn't really a big thing going on vacation. We don't have that kind of like a mental health type of mentality, which is, I think we are going into the right direction, going on leaves and going on holidays for our health and well-being, right? But, you know, it's still good to have cash in a way. So if you are from the Philippines, please let me know on the comments section on whether you can still cash out your annual leave, because I don't know whether there's a new legislation now. However, Zesties, on this episode, we will talk about interesting shows or movies that are good to binge watch or watch during the holidays. So it's not going to be for everyone, as I mentioned earlier, but I think they are quite interesting. So stay tuned. So the first on my list, Zesties, is of course Leave the World Behind. It is a 2023 American apocalyptic psychological thriller film directed by Sam Esmail, based on Rumen Alam's 2020 novel at the same name. The story follows Amanda Sanford, her husband Clay, and their tech-obsessed children, Rose and Archie, as they experience a gradual breakdown in technology signaling a potential cataclysm. While on an unplanned vacation on Long Island, and I have a thing about unplanned vacations, Zesties, which I'm going to tell you on the next episode. Again, so while they were on an unplanned vacation on Long Island, they encounter strange occurrences like a blackout, disrupted communication, and unusual animal behavior. The family situation takes a mysterious turn when George H. Scott and his daughter, Ruth, arrive, claiming ownership of the house. As events unfold, they grapple with the escalating crisis, encountering crashed airplanes, disrupted GPS, and disturbing messages. The narrative explores themes of distrust, survival, and the breakdown of societal order. The film received generally positive reviews with praise for the cast performances, compensating for perceived shortcomings in the story and pacing. The story unfolds as the characters confront the apocalyptic scenario, revealing a government conspiracy, political upheaval, and a nation at war with rogue armed forces. So this movie is for folks who are into, of course, apocalyptic movies. And I find that book adaptations in general are quite good in terms of story. Of course, execution might be a different story, if you know what I mean, right? So in a sense, if it's coming from a book, the story itself or the concept of the story or the plot would be generally good. And although netizens have mentioned that there is a plot hole, which I'm not really gonna go into details because I haven't watched Zesties, but I wonder if you would watch it too. But if you will watch, that's why I wouldn't really want to say anything about it. But again, there is a plot hole there involving about the Friends show and the, let's just say, the relationship of the characters. And this movie also carries an urgent warning about our faith in technology. And segue to the Optus issue if you are listening from Australia. You know what I mean. You know what I mean, Zesties from Australia. So without giving away too much, apparently the movie touched on certain car brands. Let's call it secretly as Tesla. And Elon Musk reacted in a way that netizens didn't really like. And, you know, this might be something that I would watch, the Zesties, but we will see. This type of movies is something that I need to be in a mood for. Because, you know, life has been quite, you know, difficult as of late, of course. That's why I don't really go for stressful movies now. I did remember when I was younger, way, way younger, like high school younger. I really liked horror movies, thrillers, all you can think of that those are like high stressor movies. But I realized that as I grew older, for some reason, I am not really gravitating to those type of genre. Maybe it's really just because of age or because I'm too stressed with the reality of life that maybe I just gravitate to a more fun-filled show. But I think this is a very interesting story, Zesties, especially that it comes from a book, right? As I mentioned earlier. So do give it a try. And if you do give it a try, please let me know on the comments down below as well. And the second on my list, Zesties, is entitled, it's a movie. It's entitled Book Club, The Next Chapter. It is a 2023 American romantic comedy serving as a sequel to the 2018 film Book Club. I feel like 2018 feels too long ago, but in a sense, it's not really that long ago. Like, I think just 5 years ago, but this was pre-COVID time. I mean, what I mean is 2018. So, I feel like COVID has made our lives or the years that we lived through it times two. You know what I mean? So yes, this is directed and written by Bill Halderman. The movie features a star-studded cast, including Diane Keaton, Jane Fonda, which is, I always know her as the exercise lady. So this was released on 12th of May this year by Focus Features, and the film received mixed reviews, but grossed 29 million worldwide. So the story follows four friends in a book club who reunite in person after COVID-19 disrupted their monthly Zoom meetings as they embark on a bachelorette trip to Italy. The friends face various adventures, including a loss of something important, I'd say. And along their journey, they find unexpected romance and reflections on life, inspired by the book The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. The film combines humor, romance, and self-discovery as the friends navigate the challenges of aging and celebrate love and friendship. And with what I mean aging is that the main characters are actually, I'd say, like in the retirement age, but still, it's quite funny. I did start at it, but as you know me, when I watch something and I'm in the middle of something, I just, you know, like kind of like stop and then move on to the next one and then come back at it later. So this has garnered 47% in Rotten Tomatoes, but Google users rated it 66% out of 100. So people think that the prequel did better based on this ratings. There's a lot of good reviews actually for some reason, but then it seems like the bad reviews are weighing it down. So one of the reviewers said actually that, to quote, "Don't let the abundance of one-star reviews stop you from seeing this movie. You seriously have people giving it 1 star because they were appalled by the amount of plastic surgery that was done, as it was cheap laughs and predictable. The fact that the movie was cheap laughs and predictable is the best part. I really feel that they did a great job following in the first movie, and they stayed true to their characters as they enter on another great journey and you learn more about them. This movie is everything that trailer shows you, and that is all I need. I will be at the theaters if they do a third because I love this group of ladies. Diane Keaton rocks, and I adore how she has embraced her nerdiness, and I can't get enough. So it looks like just the 1 stars are mainly because of the plastic surgery and such. But you know, these are like Hollywood actresses in their 70s or something. So I wouldn't really, I mean, it's weird that people, you know, rate it for the wrong reasons. But I would still be very interested to watch this. I did start watching it, but then I think a third of it, I just stopped. Not because it was boring, actually. It's just because that's me. My attention span sometimes is really hard to come by. And I was thinking of resuming this again during the Christmas break. I did started watching it last weekend, and I just have a lot of things to watch because, of course, as you know, I run another podcast, the Nerdy Fans Podcast, and we do a lot of reviews there. So I'm kind of juggling a lot of things at once. So, but yeah, I think this one is good to watch if you want to have good vibes, if you just want a no-brainer and chill and relax, especially for the holidays. Now, moving on to a show that has great laughs as well. It's called Fisk. I've watched the season one of this show, and it was hilarious for me. In a way, its humor is up my alley. I'm not quite sure if it's everyone's type of sense of humor, but it's very sarcastic type of humor. And it's actually a workplace comedy co-created by and starring Kitty Flanagan, following Helen Tudor Fisk, a high-end contracts lawyer. After experiencing setbacks in her career and marriage, Helen returns to her home and takes up an estate law job at a rundown law firm. So the first season that I watched, actually earlier this year, gained popularity and securing a spot in Netflix top 10 list. I'm not sure if it showed in the top 10 list in the Philippines, but because this is an Australian show, it did garner top 10 in this region, which is rightfully so. This is a quirky show, and it has been appreciated for its humor and holds a 98% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes, and even won the Best Series Award at Europe's Series Mania TV Festival, establishing itself as a beloved favorite among audiences. So yes, this is very hilarious, I have to say. And it's very Aussie. Any of you Zesties who are listening to this from other parts of the world, if you would want to have a taste of Australian humor, then this show is definitely for you. So this is kind of like a sitcom type of comedy. So you will only have like 30 minutes in like 10 episode season, I think. But it's really, really fun. And I hope you will try it during your holiday break and let me know what you think. So Zessie's moving on to a different type of genre, which is fantasy. Then, and if you really like those types of Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones, Harry Potter, those types of series, then I think you will like The Wheel of Time. The Wheel of Time is an American high fantasy TV series created by Rafi Judkins for Amazon Prime Video. And I have to say that Amazon Prime series has the best video quality of all platforms, hands down. All right, and this has been adapted from the book series by Robert Jordan and Brandon Sanderson. And the first season, comprising 8 episodes, premiered on November 19, 2021. That has been that long ago for some reason. That felt long ago, but it wasn't. It was just like 2 years ago. But anyway, the second season debuted on the 1st of September this year. And impressively, the show was already renewed for a third season, even last year, July 2022, over a year before the second season aired. The narrative follows Moraine Damodred, a member of Aes Sedai, a powerful group of women with the ability to channel the One Power. Moraine seeks five young individuals from the secluded village of Two Rivers, suspecting that one of them is the reincarnation of the dragon, a potent male channeler tied to the breaking of the world. The dragon reborn is prophesied to either save the world from a malevolent force called the Dark One or cause its destruction once again. So yes, this is a Prime Video, and if you have finished season 1 Zesties and heading for season 2, you would be surprised to see some familiar faces there. Should I tell you? Or I don't know. Well, it wouldn't be that much of a spoiler, so maybe I'll just tell you to keep you going for season 2. So if you haven't watched season 1, please do. Again, the pacing might be not as good as Game of Thrones, I have to say. But the video quality, the story is there actually. Again, it's just the execution that's not as well executed as I hoped it to be, you know. But I have to say, it's still really a good series, especially if you're into fantasy series. So if you've already watched season 1 and haven't watched season 2, then you would be surprised that someone from Money Heist is there. You would be very delighted to see some important person there, which I'm not going to tell you. So you should watch both seasons, all right? So Zesties, moving on from series to a movie. So another one on my list is entitled The Lost City. It is a 2022 American romantic action-adventure comedy directed by the Nee brothers, who was also co-wrote the screenplay. The film features a star-studded cast including Sandra Bullock, Channing Tatum, Daniel Radcliffe, Daveen, Joy Randolph, and Brad Pitt. The story revolves around a romance novelist and her cover model who find themselves on a daring escape mission from a billionaire. This billionaire is determined to make the novelist locate a lost ancient burial chamber described in one of her books. Initially announced in October 2020 with Sandra Bullock as producer and star, Channing Tatum joined in December of the same year, with the rest of the cast revealed in the following year. Filming took place in the Dominican Republic from May to August of 2021. The film had its theatrical release by Paramount Pictures in the US on 25th of March 2022, and it was critically acclaimed. The Lost City received positive reviews and achieved a global box office success, grossing over $190 million against its $68 million budget. Impressive. It's because it's a star-studded cast as well. But I did watch the trailer and it's very interesting, and I'd say it's a good laugh. And so the story is about Loretta Sage, a reclusive romance adventure novelist, is forced into a book tour with the cover model Alan Caperson, who plays Dash McMahon in her novels. Kidnapped by billionaire Abigail Fairfax, who believes Loretta's books hold the key to a lost city and a priceless treasure, Loretta faces danger. Alan, secretly smitten with Loretta, recruits ex-Navy SEAL Jack Traynor to rescue her. Amidst gunfights and escapes, they uncover the truth behind the legend, a symbol of enduring love. Fairfax's cruelty escalates, leading to a dramatic climax in a tomb as a volcano erupts. Rescued by the Coast Guard, Loretta's next book becomes a success, featuring her adventure with Alan. A mid-credits scene adds a surprising twist, which I'm not gonna tell you. So yes, Zessie, this one I did watch the trailer. That's why I included this on this list as interesting things to watch during the holidays. But I haven't really watched the full movie. And again, you know me, I just watch like the first few moments of the movie and then stop it and come back later. So this is one of the movies, but it's quite funny. Especially I like Sandra Bullock, and you know, Channing Tatum is quite funny as well. And Brad Pitt, of course, it's not funny, but it's beautiful. So why not, right? So this is one of the movies that I would watch during my vacations, which I'm going to tell you in the next episode. If you're up for another fun watch again, I would recommend The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. So this one, in contrast to the Lost City, I did watch this movie, The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. And it's a 2022 American action comedy film directed by Tom Gormican, featuring Nicolas Cage as a fictionalized version of himself. The story is about Nicolas Cage struggling with his career and haunted by his younger, more successful self. Nick Cage decides to retire from acting. However, a mysterious offer from his agent leads him to billionaire Javi Gutierrez in Majorca, where a CIA mission unfolds as Nick and Javi bond over films and concoct an improvised movie. They become entangled in a plot involving arms dealing, kidnapping, and family dynamics. The film blends humor with action as Nick navigates a mission with unexpected twists, confronts personal issues, and ultimately finds redemption in both his on-screen and off-screen life. So this movie has garnered 87% on Rotten Tomatoes, and similarly with its audience as well. Critics think that it's smart, funny, and wildly creative, and audience says that there have been some terrific performances and a lot of meta laughs. So this Zessies, I would recommend you to watch if you're into like a fun movie night. So yeah, it's a pleasantly surprising movie, I had to say. I have to say also that the title doesn't really give justice to how the movie was so funny. So yeah, it's I feel like titles that have long or more words, which I would, you know, categorize as not really catchy, doesn't really equate to a fun movie or an impressive movie. But this one is an outlier, I have to say. So Zesties, if you haven't watched, please do check that out as well during the holidays. And moving on to another movie which I haven't watched and I'm interested to watch during the holidays is Leo. And it is a 2023 American animated musical comedy film directed by Robert Marionetti, Robert Smigel, and David Wachtenheim. The second animated feature from Happy Madison Productions, and it features Adam Sandler as the voice of Leo the Tuatara alongside a star-studded cast. The story revolves around Leo, a Tuatara in a fifth grade classroom, who overhears that Tuataras live to 75 and is distressed at 74. When a strict substitute teacher, Miss Malkin, takes over, Leo is taken home by various students, offering wisdom and support to improve their lives. Jealousy arises when class pet Squirtle exposes Leo's ability to talk, leading to Leo feeling betrayed. Miss Malkin, discovering Leo's secret, takes him home, revealing her unfulfilled dream of becoming a real teacher. Leo, realizing he can live over 100 years, finds renewed purpose. The students and Miss Malkin embark on a journey to find Leo, mending their relationships along the way. So this is an animated movie, and for some people, they might not like watching animated movies because they think it's for kids, but I don't think animated movies are for kids at all. But these types of movies actually touch your heart to the core, if you know what I mean. I don't know if you guys have watched the movie Up, but that I really bawled in tears in that one. On this one, it seems like a fun movie, but has that imparting lesson at the end, and I'm all for it. And again, this is a heartwarming movie, it looks like. But again, this is a heartwarming movie based on the sounds of it and on the trailer, which I'm all for this holiday season. And from several funny and fun and animated movie selections, Zesties, we are going now to a bit darker type of movie, which is equally interesting as well. Or actually, it's not a movie, but it's a miniseries. So it's entitled All the Light We Cannot See. And it is based on a 2014 war novel by American author Anthony Doerr. The novel is set during World War II. It revolves around the characters Marie-Laure LeBlanc, a blind French girl who takes refuge in her great uncle's house in Saint-Malo, if I have to say, because the French don't really pronounce their T's right, after Paris is invaded by Nazi Germany. And Werner Fennig, a bright German boy who is accepted into a military school because of his skills in the radio technology. This actor Werner Fennig is actually the same actor who, he's actually real German. And he was the main character in the German series entitled Dark, which is, as the series suggests, it's a very dark type of series. I mean, the story is quite, I have to say the story is quite dark, but very, very mind-boggling, I have to say. So it's highly recommended for those zesties who are into kind of like dark-ish type of show and mystery and thriller types of shows. But coming back to the topic on All the Light We Cannot See, the novel employs a non-linear structure, alternating between the character's perspective with a focus on sensory details. It explores ethical themes, highlighting the destructive nature of war and the author's fascination with science and nature. The author drew inspiration from a 2004 train ride and spent 10 years researching and writing the book, with a specific emphasis on the Battle of San Malo in 1944. The movie, though, doesn't really, in a sense, doesn't have that type of alternating between the character's perspective in a way, which I kind of find might be better if it's on a mini-series. And it's, I have to say, it's a star-studded cast as well. And they're introducing a new actress or featuring a new actress. And I'm halfway through the miniseries and I'm liking it. And again, because it's a kind of like a dark-ish type, I have to stop by after watching one episode. As you know, like I don't know, like it's really the age maybe. Like I couldn't really take very heavy series or shows like in two sittings. There's a lot of heavy shows that I can recommend. It's in Apple TV. It's called Severance. Again, I stopped halfway. But the story is so good, Zessies. But so you might want to check that out as well. So before ending my list, of course, I want to end in a very good note. So I wanted to recommend an interesting one. It's called A Boy Called Christmas. This is a movie and it's about Christmas Eve. Three siblings, Andrea, Mopet, and Patrick, are left in the care of Aunt Ruth. To entertain them, she tells a Christmas tale about Nicholas, a boy living with his woodcutter father in the forest. Nicholas, grieving his mother's death, believes in a magical place called Elfhelm. After his father leaves in search of hope for the kingdom, Nicholas embarks on a journey, befriending a speaking mouse named Mika and reindeer named Blitzen. So this story is again a derivative of the story of Santa Claus, which has a lot of types, right? And again, this one is same as Leo, that has that type of moral story at the very end, which again, I'm all for. So I'll be putting this in my Christmas watch list. So there you have it, Zesties. Those are the list of shows or movies that are quite interesting to watch on the festive season. I've given you like a mix of every genre, so feel free to just pick and choose whichever you like. And if I've missed anything, please do let me know in the comments. Or if you have any other suggestions what to watch during the Christmas, please do tag us on our social media. That's at Gleeful Talk Show in both Instagram and Facebook. I would be very interested to know which shows or movies do you suggest me to watch as well during the holiday season. And right now, Zesties, holiday season or not, I'm actually currently watching Young Sheldon, because I'm a big fan of the Big Bang Theory. So yes, there you have it, Zesties. And it's quite a lot of lists, of course. And the list is not for everyone. But I hope that there's one or two that you find a good pick to watch during the holiday season. And of course, Zesties, if you like the episode, please share it to your friends and family and in your social media. Please connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. And let's continue the discussion there. And once again, I'd like to thank you for an amazing year it has been. Thank you so much, Jem, and our patrons for always being there with us with the highs and lows of the podcast. So, Zesties, Have a happy Christmas and a prosperous New Year. I'll see you next week.